This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Pelosi attack investigation.
This House and the Speaker herself were specifically targets.
Halloween gunfire in Chicago.
Driving by and shooting randomly really into the crowd.
That blind spot in front of your SUV.
That zone is far longer than you think.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. More details are emerging about the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul. And CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says authorities are talking about the suspect's alleged violent plan for her.
San Francisco DA Brooke Jenkins was clear about what investigators say were the alleged attacker's intentions early Friday morning.
This was politically motivated.
Jenkins said there was no security at the home when David DePap broke in with two hammers, zip ties, tape, and a rope.
The defendant made his way upstairs, locating Mr. Pelosi in his bed sleeping. He woke him up, confronting him about the whereabouts of Speaker Pelosi.
At one point, the speaker's husband was able to go to the bathroom, which is where he called 911.
Two police officers arrived 2 minutes after that 911 call. The defendant was holding his hammer, which Mr. Pelosi appeared to be attempting to control. The defendant then pulled the hammer away from Mr. Pelosi and violently struck him in the top of his head.
At that point, Jenkins said, police immediately apprehended the suspect. According to the complaint, DePap then told police his plan was to hold Nancy hostage and talk to her. If she told the truth, he would let her go. And if she lied, he was going to break her kneecaps, saying she would then have to be wheeled into Congress, showing other members there were consequences to actions.
Now to the campaign trail. Correspondent Nicole Killian is in Georgia, where the race for the U.S. Senate seats could affect the balance of power.
1 week out from Election Day, a fierce fight to the finish.
It is up to us to get out and vote.
Between Senate GOP challenger Herschel Walker and Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock.
The differences between me and my opponent are stark. I think character matters.
There's a full court press to get out the vote, particularly among African Americans, who make up about a third of the state's electorate. From a souls to the polls caravan.
It's more like a church picnic or church homecoming.
To college mixers.
We got 12 days.
Latasha Brown is a co-founder of Black Voters Matter, which has launched a bus tour in key battlegrounds.
It's really important that we send a message, not only that we won't back down and we won't black down, but that there is a new coalition rising.
Inflation and the economy are major election factors. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com says a company survey indicates 43% of Americans say their finances are worse now than when President Biden took office.
56% of Republicans say their finances are worse since the 2020 election, compared to just 30% of Democrats.
On the Health Watch, Pfizer says it plans to seek government approval for an RSV vaccine by the end of the year. RSV is the respiratory ailment that has hit children hard. Pfizer says that new vaccine, when administered to prospective moms, was 82% effective at preventing severe RSV in newborns from birth to 90 days old. At least 13 people were wounded by gunfire in a drive-by shooting on a Chicago street last night where some people were attending a vigil. Police Superintendent David Brown says there may have been two shooters involved.
We don't have any motive. We don't have any offender identified.
One dead, six reported injured in a shooting at a Kansas City Halloween party at a home. No arrests in that case.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
An Indiana man has been arrested and charged in the 2017 killing of two girls who vanished when they went on a hike in their small community, Delphi. The grandmother of one of the girls says the suspect once processed photos for the family at a CVS store where he worked.
I don't feel like I thought I would. I've always said that I would be screaming on the rooftops that we're not.
Police say the investigation is still open and they're searching for additional information. Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports there's a new effort to deal with larger blind spots for drivers of big SUVs and trucks.
4-year-old Hudson Fauci was a vibrant little boy lost in a preventable accident. His mother, Jackie, was pulling into the driveway. She thinks Hudson ran to get the mail, but from inside her full-size SUV, she never saw him.
I was kind of like running around everywhere looking for him, and then I looked under the car and he was there.
Consumer Reports tested the front blind zones of 15 vehicles, ranging from about 3 feet for a small sports car to as much as 15 feet for one full-sized pickup. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal is now proposing legislation to make front-facing cameras and collision avoidance sensors standard, similar to backup cameras.
Safety should not be a premium feature. It should be standard, just like airbags, seatbelts.
Jackie Fauci agrees and hopes her family's tragedy can help make cars safer.
I would never want another parent to experience this.
For the fifth time since 2019, Israelis are voting in national elections. Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu seeks a return to power. He is on trial for corruption charges. Here at home, in our campaign series, a look today at an issue fueled by a Supreme Court decision, abortion.
Supporters and opponents of abortion rights are rallying around the nation. Carol Tobias at the National Right to Life Committee thinks Democrats are making a mistake.
They seem to think that abortion is their silver bullet.
But Jenny Lawson at Planned Parenthood Vote says access
is one of the top motivating factors for voters.
OBGYN Dr. Kavita Arora says doctors she knows are inundated by
requests for a permanent contraception.
Priest for Life's father, Frank Favone, says the nonprofit supports a ban after 15 weeks.
It's a point where most people would see it as reasonable.
Allison Keys, CBS News, Washington.
Your winning numbers, 39, 50.
No winning ticket in the $1 billion Powerball drawing last night. $1.2 billion next time around. The records keep falling for Taylor Swift. It's me. She's now the first artist in history to claim each of the top 10 spots on the Billboard Hot 100 chart with tracks from her new album called Midnights.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Piles of candy around the house after Halloween. That'll mean some wrappers will have to be dealt with.
Trick or treat!
As America loads up on about 600 million pounds of Halloween candy this year, a handful of companies are trying to make it easier to recycle all those little wrappers. Mars Wrigley is sending 17,000 free bags to consumers to collect plastic wrappers and mail them to specialty recyclers. Plastic wrappers are typically hard to recycle because they're so small. They also contain food waste and have little value. But candy makers say they are working on new packaging to make it easier to recycle or compost in the future. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
The best place to retire? A brand new U.S. News and World Report list puts Lancaster, Pennsylvania atop the rankings with high marks for housing affordability and health care. Spots in Pennsylvania and Florida take up 9 of the top 10. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcast.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.